And yet, when I think of my husband, and I think of all the wonderful years we had, and the wonderful fringe benefit of having three beautiful children, I don't miss the sex, you know? That, and to me, that's kind of what this boils down to. Is I don't miss that. I mean, I certainly miss it, but I don't, it is certainly not the aspect of that relationship, that incredible bond that I had with that human being, that I really, really genuinely wish I still had. And so I think to myself, how could I deny anyone the right to have that incredible bond with another
good
individual in life? To me, it seems almost cruel.
And we are back. That was a great story. Thank you for sharing that, Boyneal.
That was Maureen Walsh.
Yes.
Go ahead, Boyneal. What'd you say was the Democratic Party or Republican?
No.
I can't hear you if you don't speak into the microphone, boy.
No, what I was talking about is what TAG stood for, which is treatment.
I'm talking about what we just listened to. Who was that? Maureen Walsh. The gay speech that we talked. Oh, my God. God.
Oh, story. She was the she's a Republican
thank
senator
you
from the state of Washington.
Okay, so now you said
for
TAG.
The state of Washington.
TAG, what's
and
it stand
TAG
for?
Is Treatment Action Group.
Pardon?
It's called Treatment Action Group.
And this is the person, one of these people is going to be on the
speaking in for Anderson,
the Mini Cooper show tomorrow.
It turns
right
out Treatment Action Group isn't just an HIV group either. It's involving all kinds of diseases.
Good.
Such as hepatitis, HPV, HCV
yeah
now. There's a new one.
What the hell's HCV?
I don't know.
Human papillomavirus and human cervical cancer, maybe?
Hepatitis C, HIV.
Oh, my God, I can't keep up with all.
Well, that brings back
crazy
to to the point is that most people today do not look. I remembered, and I lived through it, when you were walking down Church Street, and good friends of mine, and you would see people that had Kaposi's on their face, which were cancer spots all over their faces. Mm-hmm. You could tell who was HIV positive. Today, because of great medicine and stuff, you cannot tell. And
the funny part is the ones that look like what we used to think were, they're actually, they look that way. There's people out there, but it's usually from crack or heroin.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Or they're just skinny.
No, we're talking about the arsenal.
Yeah.
If someone injects a lot of drugs,
sure,
they end up looking that way. Crystal meth does that to people. Meth and heroin are the two that do that to people now. So they're looking at somebody thinking they have HIV, and they're actually just, they're a meth head or they're a heroin addict. I mean, that's how bizarre it is.
And to think that, again, it's still in this day and age that you do not have to be promiscuous to catch HIV. It takes one time.
Mm-hmm.
So do not take the risk. Educate yourself. I truly would love for one day, if people that are HIV somehow could just suddenly be a glow of gold or something,
mm-hmm,
it would wake up a lot of people, because the rise with HIV status is between women,
mm-hmm,
young people between
it's
the
young
age
again
of 22
yeah
and younger. It's not a scary thing, but it's all about education.
Yep.
Do not trust, and I will never and stop saying that, trust no one. Please educate yourself, and education is power, and power is knowledge. So those are very important things. But
and I
anyway
can't speak up here down there. There's a big problem starting at 17 years old.
Well, there's a lot of people who just are sexually active. Great. Enjoy your sex life. And remember, yes, there's nothing like a fabulous cock without a rubber. But with that will come consequences, you know, and it's not just HIV and AIDS. I mean, you can get, you know, syphilis, gonorrhea, you know, hepatitis C, B, you know, and those are not curable, and there's no treatment for some of these things.
No, there isn't.
Today.
Like hepatitis C, there's none.
There's
it just
nothing.
Kills you.
And, you know, so, and all those things cost a lot of money, And then at one point, you will not be able to afford the nice toys that you like and a nice home, and you will be on welfare living in assisted housing. And that's a total different lifestyle.
Yep.
And sex is good, so enjoy it properly. So I have done my commercial.
Good. Let's lighten this whole thing up. Holy crap. I was at the right, wrote in the chat room, and I just wrote, heavy show tonight. And somebody says, that's it. Bring out the sled dogs. The snowbank at the end of the driveway is up to my shoulders. I'm like, show, not snow.
We've had enough. I was in Toronto this week, and I couldn't believe Thursday night, Toronto closed, basically closed down by like 7:30, 8 o'clock. There was nobody on Yonge Street. I was posting pictures on Facebook, and it was quite funny.
What? That was wild. It looked like a picture from like 3 o'clock in the morning, but it was 3 o'clock in the freaking afternoon.
I didn't think it was too funny. That was about the first time I was shoveling the driveway.
Well, yeah, that's your job, boy.
Because yeah. Somebody probably couldn't have... Well, you, never mind. Anyway, we would have lost you.
I would have been lost at one of those snowbanks.
You would have like fallen over in the snow. You know,
no, why? Snow. He's some of the masters, all right. He doesn't have an issue. He's as healthy as a buck.
I think I was
the Eskimo Hall, sir.
Master Noel is in great shape. There's
perfect shape.
Wrong
perfect.
With him.
Some of the other things I want to talk about this evening are
I'm going upstairs. Hold on.
Okay, you know what? I am going to beat you.
Yes, sir.
Like, that's fucking, like, he'll just grinned and just got a hard on.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, here's one I'm posting in the chat room. I love when I read stuff like this. You ready? There's a pastor. Not pastor, a pastor. So Pastor Kevin Swanson of Generations Radio.
Oh, isn't he wonderful? I had that saved, too. That was going to be one of my stories if I had time. Wow.
Has decided to take a stand against the supposed evils of Colorado Civil Unions Bill, warning that it will lead to legalized man-boy love.
Yes.
I just spit on my microphone.
Mambla.
Man-boy, that's what it says.
Yes.
And will result in gays burning Christians at the stake.
We're going to burn them at the stake.
Yeah. Froth Swanson on his show next week, Right Wing Watch. There's actual audio, but I'm gonna actually just read it to you. This is what he said. Fuck, pop-ups just fucking... Okay, you need to... You need to understand the agenda here. What's happening is they want homosexuals to be able to be involved in adoption and foster care as much as anyone else. So picture a nice little homeschool family just trying to do the right thing. An anonymous tick comes in, social services swoops in, they grab the kids, and in the year 2022, the kids get remanded into the home with homosexuals. And these particular homosexuals happen to be tied to the NAMBLA and other things. I'm not sure what
National Organization of Man, Boy...
Love Association. Love There's like Association. One person out of, like, yeah.
Well, no, yeah, because, yeah. Arrest me.
Yeah. So you know what's going to happen. There will be proper indoctrination into certain kinds of a worldview, shall we say, going on further in the article. Yes, it's tragic. It's a tragedy. And I think there are a lot of concerned parents. There are concerned Catholic parents. There are concerned homeschool parents. And especially when you get Regenera's study that comes out and says that are 10 times more likely to be touched sexually by a parent in a homosexual home than, you know, the normal American secular home. Wow, frightening. So he is making these broad statements. It's unbelievable. And this propagandist, Renadris, or whatever the guy's name is, was widely discredited, right? Because he's saying that, you know, having gay parents is bad. And the M-A-M-B-L-A, quote, today is little more than a few people and a postal address. That's all it says. Uh-huh. So, and then he basically goes on butchering history that gays fell the Roman Empire. Here we go. Just remember, about 100 years ago, you had 3 homosexuals in the world, as far as anybody really knew. There was a There was a Canadian named Robert Moss, an Englishman named Oscar Wilde, and an American named Walt Whitman. They led the change in the early 1900s and wound up in and out of the prison system and in court and so forth for a period of time. And again, there's only about 3 that anyone knew of, and it was hardly anything that was mentioned among the established world at the times. This is in Europe, Canada, and America. But you did have those three men, as far as history bears out, Robert Cross, Oscar Wilde, and Walt Whitman, for well known for some level of homosexual activity, although they did not call themselves homosexuals at that time. Are you fucking kidding me?
This is bizarre.
Like, the three of them brainwashed everybody, or?
Yeah, that's pretty much what he's saying.
Well, Oscar Wilde, is that the statue that's at?
No.
No, he's an Arthur, author that they're talking about.
Yeah, he was a playwright, wasn't he?
A playwright,
yeah.
What is that statue that's on Alexander in church? It's a Canadian well-known guy who got caught being blown in the field by the Indian.
I'm thinking this is at the same times that I just thought of something else kind of neat that happened last week, is that Disney World has their fifth president.
Yeah.
And he's openly gay.
Yeah, that's pretty awful. Florida. That's cool.
Well, gay Disney tour are going to be amazing now.
Even more?
Yes.
They already have them. I mean, they're just going to be gay week.
With extra sparkles.
Yes.
But anyway, now we have the president of Disney World is gay.
Yeah.
And what else happened this week, too? And I forgot about it, and I can't find where I saved it. That West, that
you got to speak into the mic.
The Baptist church down in Florida that caused all the shit. Now his family is all leaving the church and the pastor.
I have a bunch of those, yeah.
Yes, you got to read those if you have them.
I have a few of
them. His kids, his grandkids, his grandparents. I mean, everyone's like, telling this guy to go away.
Let's go back to this particular article. Let's talk a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. So now, what I find hard with a lot of these guys, I can't say these people need to shut up, because that is suppressing their rights, and we're fighting for our rights.
Right.
They have every right to talk and say, and express their opinions. But some people say it's hate crime, or it's hate literature, whatever. They in turn can look at what we say as being against their religion and being against their beliefs. So what we're saying is hate stuff. But we make unfounded and completely insane,
and people believe it, though.
What I'm trying to get at is, to them, they look at us and the stuff that we say, and we look like this to them, though.
Yeah, but those same people probably listen to Fox News, and they believe Fox News.
Well, I mean, honestly, how much different are we? What do we do to try to get our points across and stuff? Look at as an example. Okay, you know what? We need to go to commercial, but let's just kind of, I want to switch places with these people when we come back.